I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A trip to China draws pushback for a missions group. Then stick around to hear how a Haitian young man became an MAF missionary pilot. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But first, Google China and you'll see headlines about uncertain economic growth, stronger ties with Russia and Iran, and efforts limiting foreign influence. These changes affect employment, investment, religion, and foreign policies. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein just returned from a visit.
We did have good conversations with many of our folks, but we did face some pushback against me personally as a foreigner in places that China doesn't necessarily want there to be foreigners, you know, places like the church.
The team had to adjust their itinerary on the most recent trip because they drew too much scrutiny. In the big picture, this will likely continue at the request of their partners.
We're helping to deliver study Bibles, leadership Bibles, teaching Bibles, things that help the young men and women, or at least the untrained men and women who are seeking training, be prepared to go back to their churches and present the gospel.
Why the pivot?
Leadership is important. Training the next generation is important. And the church in China will grow when we equip pastors and lay people to be strong, informed, well-educated, well-prepared ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Ask God for bold Christians who will lead the church in China. Meanwhile, the new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom dropped this week, but it didn't make much of a splash amid waves of unrest on American college campuses and a volatile election cycle. Still, there's a lot to unpack in the USRF's report. Along with the recommendation to redesignate 12 countries of particular concern, the Religious Freedom Watchdog also recommends an additional 5 countries as CPCs. They're Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, India, Nigeria, and Vietnam. The big question now is, will the State Department adopt these recommendations? Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the State Department has many different priorities and many levels of priorities, and I think that sometimes the religious freedom doesn't get put at the top of the list. And again, I would say, as someone who cares about religious freedom, I would say that's unfortunate. I wish the State Department did put more priority on the issue of religious freedom.
As Christians,
I think that the key is to pray for wisdom for leaders as they are making decisions. I think particularly at the State Department, where there are multiple competing priorities, to have discernment and to have wisdom to bring about the best possible outcomes.
And our final story today shows how God can use anyone on mission for his kingdom. Zachary Francois grew up in Haiti around Mission Aviation Fellowship pilots and missionaries. His parents worked as house cleaners for MAF families and had relationships with them. Eventually, Zachary had his very first flight in an MAF plane, and he says,
he fired up the engine, and next thing we know, we were flying. You could see a shadow of the plane separating as we took off that day. And throughout that flight, going there, being there, and then coming back, God sort of touched my heart and showed me how mission aviation can make a difference in people's life. And it can actually change the ending of so many isolated people. But beyond that, though, having a Christian perspective in an area can make a big difference.
Eventually, Zachary began to pursue education to become MAF's first Haitian pilot mechanic.
So in April 2023, I took the MFT and passed. So I was approved as an MF pilot. And now I'm going through the MF internal flight training as we speak.
Is God calling you too? Prior to this, Zachary didn't know what he'd do beyond high school.
Knowing that my dad only made it second grade, my mom only made it ninth grade, I was like, okay, I'm already struggling to get through high school itself. I don't think I can make it any further than that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.